The U.S. will directly and personally sanction Vladimir Putin and the Russian foreign minister. So will the European Union. Other members of Putin's government are also targeted. While nations from the U.K. to Japan, Australia, and Taiwan will freeze assets of some Russian individuals and financial entities. Bill Browder thinks that sanctions can be even stronger. Of course, he's the CEO of the Hermitage Capital Management and was deported by Vladimir Putin and the Russian government in 2005. He's head of the Global Magnitsky Justice Campaign. Thank you so much for being with us.
Great to be here.
I'm going to guess Vladimir Putin has tucked millions or billions of rubles into a pair of socks since he came to power a little more than 20 years ago. Will direct sanctions hurt so much he'll change his policy in Ukraine?
He's stolen hundreds of billions of dollars, not rubles, from the Russian people, and there's not enough socks in Russia to stuff them into. And so he has to keep that money somewhere. And the way he keeps that money is certainly not in his own name. He doesn't put it in his bank accounts that say Vladimir Putin on them. He goes to people he trusts. These are the oligarchs, and these are people who are known to be rich, and so people don't look askance when they open up accounts with $1 billion or two here and there. And those people don't hold that money in Russia. They hold it in London and New York and Switzerland and France. They buy properties. And so when we're talking about going after Vladimir Putin, it's absolutely great and symbolic and very essential to put him at the top of the sanctions list. But unless you put the people holding his money on the sanctions list as well, it's just a symbolic move, not a practical move.
Can you name names and tell us what you'd like to see done?
Well, it's pretty straightforward. So if you look at what's happened over the last 20 years, there's a number of people who've gotten immensely rich. If you go to the Forbes list, the Forbes Russia list of the top 50 people, most of those people on the list would have gotten rich because of Vladimir Putin. They hold money for Vladimir Putin and do things and provide support for him and other government officials. And I live in London, so it's very unwise to name names because these people all have a massive history of suing people in courts. And even if you're absolutely right about it, you have to spend millions of dollars defending yourself. In fact, there was just a big lawsuit against a woman named Catherine Belton, who wrote a book about Putin's corruption and all the oligarchs. And she was sued by four oligarchs simultaneously, not just to shut her up, but to make a point to everybody else here that they don't want their names out there because they're also afraid of what's coming down the pike, which is what I'm talking about.
Also, we must note, Mr. Browder, and that's why we particularly are grateful that you join us, there is a history of Russian agents in London settling Vladimir Putin's affairs in a direct and violent way, isn't there?
There is, and they've threatened to kill me. They threatened to kidnap me. They've issued 8 Interpol arrest warrants to try to have me arrested and taken back to Russia. They've been bombarding the British law enforcement with extradition requests. They make movies about me, do all sorts of crazy stuff. I've survived so far. I've survived so far mainly because Putin has had one foot in the civilized world and one foot in the criminal world. And it's quite alarming now that he's taken his foot out of the civilized world because there's no, he can do anything he wants now and there's no further negative consequences. But I and many other people who have gone against him have to be very careful.
Can he do anything he wants? Or is there no check or balance?
Well, we're trying to create some kind of check and balance by imposing devastating economic sanctions on him. I think there's a little bit more we still can do. Mm-hmm. The one thing which is still in the cards, and I think it's very appropriate at this point, is to disconnect Russia from the SWIFT international banking system. This is what was done against Iran, and it basically knocks any country that's disconnected back to the dark ages economically. And that is something we should do and should do it now. It's commensurate with the unbelievably nasty stuff he's doing in Ukraine right now.
I have to ask, though, would doing that, A, accomplish anything for the people of Ukraine, and B, also have disastrous consequences in Western democracies?
The Ukrainian president is calling for it. One has to punish him for what he's done. You have to create a cost. And we may pay a cost in the West from this whole thing, but it's a lot smaller a cost than a third world war, which is the direction this thing is heading in. And we should do everything possible everything possible to try to prevent that.
And I'm sorry to just have 20 seconds left, but could these sanctions push Russia into the arms of China?
Russia is already in the arms of China. These sanctions will do nothing other than create problems for Vladimir Putin, and we should absolutely do them. There should be no reservations about these sanctions.
Bill Browder, thank you so much for being with us, sir.
Thank you.